As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat down at the feet of the Lord and listened to his teaching. Martha was upset over all the work that she had to do, so she came and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled over so many things, but just one is needed. Mary has chosen the right thing, and it will not be taken away from her."
Now let me ask you a question. A really important visitor is about to come to your home in exactly 90 minutes from now. So look at your watch. 90 minutes from now, a really important visitor is about to arrive at your home. You don't know who it is, but you know they're very, very important. Discuss this quickly with the people near to you. What are your most urgent priorities to do to get ready? You've got 90 minutes, you're in church. What are you going to do? Important visitor coming. Okay, right, let's see who's feeling brave. Right, anyone want to stick a hand up? What are you going to do? You've got 90 minutes till this important... Oh, yes, Jane, why don't you tell us?
Tidy up.
You're going to tidy up. We got one, two. Handheld mic on, Ben.
One, two. That's better.
Sorry, say that again.
Tidy up.
Tidy up. Did anyone else say tidy up? Yes, yeah, very good. Anyone else? Any other different answers? Beryl, what did you do? Yeah. Put the kettle on, absolutely. We're going to have a cup of tea, whoever they are. Right. Leave church now. You're going now, Carol. Okay, fine. No, yeah, okay, fine. Okie dokie, so you might even leave church early. Anyone else? Anyone, any younger people, any ideas? What else you might do? So far we're going to tidy up. We'll leave early, tidy up and put the kettle on. Get some food as well, yeah. You don't want them to be hungry, do you? Well, I put down here in brackets, maybe even leave church early to go and get ready. So there we go. Well, this did happen to two sisters we read about in our true story from the Bible, Mary and Martha. We read about Mary and Martha a couple of times in the Bible. This is one occasion. The other is when their brother Lazarus dies and Jesus raises him back from the dead. But Mary and Martha, they were sisters and they were good friends of Jesus. They were his followers. And one day Jesus came to visit them. But both of them had a choice to how they were going to react to this very important visitor. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split the church in two now, okay? So I'm thinking, which side? I think this side is going to be Martha. Okay, so you're Martha's team, and this side is going to be Mary's team. Okay, so Martha, put your hand up for your Martha's team, put your hand up for your Mary's team. Good, great. Okay, so I want you just to listen to this bit again, and then I'm going to ask you to think about what kind of things you might have been doing. Okay, let's listen. So it says this: Mary sat down at the feet of the Lord and listened to his teaching, while Martha was upset over all the work she had to do. Let me read that again. Mary sat down at the feet of the Lord and listened to his teaching, while Martha was upset over all the work she had to do. So, if you're on Team Mary or Team Martha, you have to imagine what you are doing in these moments, okay? Let's fill it out a bit. Have, again, a bit of a chat with the people next to you in your teams. What are you doing? What are you doing? Let's imagine ourselves being either Martha or Mary. What are we doing when it says those things?
Okay, let's start with Team Martha first. So we've got Team Martha. So what kind of things are you doing with that very important guest there? So what kind of things are you doing? Hang on, we've got...
One, two.
Yep.
Sweeping up. And
you're sweeping
sure
up, yeah, okay. What other things might you be doing? Let's use our creativity. Who else is one thing? Yes. What else are we going to be doing?
Proving the dough.
Proving the dough, yeah, absolutely. Get those arm muscles working. James, what else? Your Team Martha, what else are you going to be doing?
Eating food.
Eating food? I don't think there's any time to eat food. You've got to be making all the food. Anyone else? Anyone else idea? What kind of stuff? Imagine you're busy, you've got so much to do. What else? Making sure you've got enough chairs. We need to think practically, people. You know, we've got the most important visitor in the universe coming. So we've got to be doing all of these things. Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be tidying. You're going to be cooking. You're going to be rushing about. You are going to be looking and feeling very stressed. Team Martha to one side. Team Mary. Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing? I heard some jeers. Yeah. What are you doing? What's that?
Relaxing,
yes.
Being excited,
yeah.
I've switched my mobile phone off.
You've switched your mobile phone off. Well done. So you can concentrate. Any other idea? You're just listening. Yeah, absolutely. Listening. Oh, Terry, yeah, you got one. Getting over the shock. Yeah, you need to have a sit down, don't you? The Son of God comes to visit. Absolutely, great. Well, we've heard from Team Martha, we've heard from Team Mary. What does the Bible tell us? Well, it tells us that Martha is working so hard to get things ready for her most important guest, Jesus, while Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him. Now, we got a bit of an idea there. I want you to imagine that you are either Martha or Mary, and I want you to just show it in your face, okay? So we're doing 3 seconds, and you're just going to act it out with your face. How are you feeling? So Team Martha and Team Mary, okay? So we'll do a freeze frame on three. So 1, 2, 3, action. Right, have a look at each side. Mary's side, have a look at Martha's side. Martha's side, have a look at Mary's side. How do they look? Okay, so I'm going to ask some of Mary's side. How does Martha look at the moment? Anyone? Come on, keep it going. Who wants to share?
Stressed.
They look stressed, absolutely. Any other words we can use? They look grumpy, yeah, absolutely. Okay, now I'm going to come to Martha's side. Now all the Marys, show how you're feeling. Martha, what do you think of how Mary is at the moment? How does she look?
She's not doing anything.
She's not doing anything? No. No, absolutely. They look serene, yeah. Anything else? They look smug. Oh, no. This is terrible. Great acting, everyone. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Absolutely. Well, listen to what Martha says in the Bible. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me. Now, think about this one quietly. You don't have to shout out. But is it fair that Martha is doing all of the work by herself while Mary is sitting quietly?
No.
No, you can't keep it in. I told you not to shout out the answer, but you can't keep it in. So furious. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's find out how Jesus answers this, shall we? Because Jesus answers it in perhaps a way that we might not be expecting. He says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. It won't be taken away from her. Now, is Jesus just being harsh here with poor old Martha? He's telling her off. Is Jesus just being harsh? I'm not so sure, and there's a few reasons why. Firstly, think about, there's only a few times in the Bible that God uses someone's name twice. Funnily enough, we were having a service here on Wednesday, and when God speaks to Moses out of the burning bush, he goes, Moses, Moses. When might you use someone's name twice? When they're feeling anxious, when you need to reassure them, when you need to calm them down. If someone said to me, Tim, helping me just to relax and to breathe because I'm feeling stressed. But there's two really important things here that Jesus is saying to Martha and through her to us. The first is that we don't always have to go to such extraordinary lengths to provide a welcome. What do I mean by that? Well, in Martha's day, hospitality was hugely important. Hugely important. How you treated visitors and guests, how you sport them, was and still is in many parts of the world very, very important. It's how you showed respect by providing, in many cases, big, lavish, extravagant, expensive meals. But even though Jesus, he is the most important visitor we could ever have, he says, Martha, I don't need all that fuss. I don't need all the extravagance. Just keep it simple. K-I-S. Keep it simple. Martha, that will be fine with me. You see, there's no point us trying to impress God with great lavish displays or putting on fancy displays. He's not impressed by those kind of things in the way that some people are. That's the first thing. Keep it simple. The second thing is this. Jesus is not only saying keep it simple, but he's saying make sure that you are focusing on the right things. Now, Martha is trying to impress Jesus by putting on a grand display of food. But Mary just wants to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to her. And how does Martha feel? Anxious. She feels really, really anxious about this. Lots of people feel anxious about different things. Perhaps that's part of what you struggle with. We can feel anxious about our money, about our friends, about our family, about health. That's an anxiety that I struggle with. But there are two ways we can deal with anxiety. One is by running around trying to sort out all the problems that make us anxious, like Martha does, and working ourselves up. And the other way is by coming to Jesus and letting him speak to us like Mary did. Here's the crazy thing, though, that most people don't get. If we think that by rushing around trying to solve all our problems, like Martha did, we might even think that that would make the anxiety go away. That going around sorting out all the problems, that will make the anxiety go away. Whereas if we're just concentrating on sort of following Jesus and being still with him, that means the anxiety will get worse because those problems won't go away. They'll just build up and up and up, won't they? But guess what Jesus is saying? It's actually the other way around. It's the other way around. You see, when we try to fix the problems in our lives ourselves, we actually just feed into that anxiety. And when we are still and spend time with Jesus, the anxieties begin to go away. Now, Jesus isn't saying that work is bad, that you should never have to cook a meal ever. He's not saying that. But he's saying that if you can keep it simple and focus on other things in life, that that is a good idea. But he's also showing something deeper as well. That the most important thing is not what we do for Jesus, it's what he does for us. Do you understand? It's not what we do for Jesus, it's what he does for us. And Mary, she understood that. That's why she knew to sit at his feet. She knew who Jesus really was. And we see this most especially in what Jesus has done for us by dying for us on a cross, by rising again for us, and by ascending into heaven. It's what Jesus has done for us which is more important than what we do for him. But sometimes we just get so busy at doing all these different things, even good things, that we can miss out on being with Jesus. Let me give you some examples. Children, coming out, it's summer holidays, it's a very exciting time, isn't it? But you can get so busy with sports and games or time with friends that you can forget to pray or to read your Bible. Teenagers and young adults, you may be really wanting to do well at school or college or university or stay connected online, but you forget that Jesus, he wants to speak to you right now through his word. He wants to communicate with you and what you're going through. Adults, maybe people who have been serving in our church for a long time, helping others and organizing events, but perhaps hardly ever stopping to listen to Jesus yourself.
and family and friends, planning busy holidays, activities and meals, but not opening the Bible together or praying before a meal or ever. We can all do this. We can be more busy than just being. We can be more Martha than we can Mary. And the shocking thing is here that even our doing for God can sometimes distract us from our being with God. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing if at the end of our life, when we go to be with God and we tell him about all the things that we have done for him, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this, and he said, okay, but you've spent hardly any time just being with me. I don't know if you've ever spent time with a friend or a close loved one, and you don't really care about the stuff that they are doing for you, you just want to be with them, particularly if that's someone who we are no longer with. We don't want them back just to do stuff for us. We want them back just to be with them. And the same is Jesus' heart for each one of us. He's much more concerned with us being with him than us doing things for him. Now, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do things for him. We should. We make sure that that doesn't take the place of just being with him. So how does Mary get this right? What does it show? Well, she chose to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. So how do we listen to Jesus? Well, the good news is we don't have to do something like this. I wonder if you ever used to make these when you were younger. You can speak through one and hold the wire taut and listen to someone. We don't have to do this. We don't have to try and throw a cup up to heaven and hoping that God will catch it, and then when he does, he'll say something and I can listen to him and then I can and say to him. We don't have to do that. We don't have to try and work our way up to heaven for God to speak to us somehow. It's a lot more simple than that. God has given us the means to be able to communicate with him whenever and wherever. God speaks to us powerfully as we open his word, the Bible. It's not just a book. It's God's word. He speaks through it to us in our lives. But also, he's given us the ability to speak to him. That's what prayer is, spending just time with him and maybe even not saying anything, but just acknowledging that we are there in the presence of the Holy One. Just like Mary was. I was walking along the other day, and as I was walking along, I didn't have my phone, and I thought, this is great, distraction-free, going for a walk, and I felt I should be probably talking to God. And at that moment, I felt, you know, actually, I could talk to you, God, about all these things that are going on in my life and things I need help with, and that's important that I do that. But sometimes I just want to sit at your feet and just be with you. And I think that that's something that I find hard to do, to practice that, just that stillness, just acknowledging God, Jesus is with us. So we hear from God when we read the Bible, we speak to God as we pray, but that's why coming together to worship together is so important. That is sitting at Jesus' feet when we do that. But also making space in our busy, hectic lives for Jesus, for his words to feed our hearts. Do you know, there's another thing hinted at here. Martha was trying to provide all of this food to feed Jesus with food that would go and then go out again. But Jesus was there to feed Mary and Martha with his word that sustains and stays inside us. Jesus was the one actually doing the hospitality that day, but Martha hadn't quite clocked onto that. So I wonder then, as we finish, are you more like Martha, trying to run around, fixing problems, and perhaps even blaming others who aren't the same as you? Or are you more like Mary, ready to just sit and listen and be with Jesus? And a question that we can challenge ourselves with this summer, what small change could we make? Maybe it's just taking something out of the diary, or making something simpler that has become a bit complicated. Maybe it's turning off our phone. What can we do to make sure that we are sitting at Jesus' feet this summer? And this isn't about being lazy. This is about being using our time in a way that we know is best. It's about knowing that Jesus is worth stopping for. And just finally, just to remind, Jesus isn't cross with Martha. He's not telling her off, but he's showing her a different way. He speaks kindly. He knows her heart. He knows our hearts. And he gently invites her and us to choose what is better, what won't be taken away. And that is him. And he is still inviting us today, so please don't miss out. Let me lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to sing our next song. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us, for speaking to us. We ask that you would help us to want to listen to you this summer and to make time for you in our lives. We thank you that you give us your words of life. Amen.